60 cents for the crab.
Paid 60 cents for the cab.
60 cents for the cab.
60 cents for the
cab. The meter only said 40 cents.
Well, what about the tip? 20 cents for the tip.
Big spender.
Big shot.
Big tipper.
You know what you really need?
Cents for the hat check.
50 cents for the hat and
wear any hat.
Didn't wear
so
any hat.
We don't have to pay for the hat check.
So what about the gum? 30 cents for the gum. You guys chewed the gum, so pay me for the gum. Forget the Hershey bars.
Stella, Dallas had her dreams. She would see her daughter dwell in stately homes and palaces. Stella went to all extremes till finally a wealthy fella showed at Stella Dallas's.
Stella worked it pretty well. But in the last analysis, though Stella's daughter got the swell, all Stella got was calluses.
It just goes to show that even though the family tree is bare, you still can wind up the intended of a well-to-do millionaire. It's so true, it's so real.
A person treads the path of sin so her daughter can eat quail. In the movies, she's a heroine, but in Brooklyn, she goes to jail. In the movies, life is finer, life is cleaner. But in Brooklyn, it's a minor misdemeanor. In the movies, when a girl has come from the wrong side of the tracks, in a week she has a wealthy chum who can buy her presents at Saks. You can start with a bagel and end up with Conrad Nagel on the screen. But in life you wind up right behind a pillar in the mezzanine. Feed the plot to the fish. Life is not what the movies make it seem. Still we've got Dorothy Gish. We can lean back and settle for the dream.
I pay $3 for the doll.
That's a personal present.
Mildred's your date.
Mildred's your date. Mildred's our collective date. We all agreed to split her.
Our personal gift don't count though.
Split $3 four ways. You and me and Ray and Dino.
It only costs room for all that we know.
What's coming now, Valentino?
Valentino, Vilma Banky, lots of sand and hanky panky.
But when I'm in that position, I get crazy. your hips in and saddle for